Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Football sucks, kinda.
I was alive.
What a deep burglar.
Touchdown yeah. Six, brother.
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco!
It's insane.
Why are you going in?
That's got to do something.
Okay.
Shane Falco, so.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Mac and cheese.
Hoo-wee.
I would crush you.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
All right. Where do we begin tonight?
Who knows? Well, you probably do since, well.
No, I do.
You're the one leading us.
Well, there's a lot of different ways we could go tonight.
Fearless charge.
You know, someone did mention they were, people are trying to mansplain the Chad Powers thing to us.
Mm-hmm.
We get it.
Yeah,
I know the Eli Manning bit. Yeah. I know the whole thing.
I don't care.
Am completely with you that is, there's no way that's any good. Zero chance.
Yes.
And I will be absolutely livid if Chad Powers shows up as the celebrity guest picker. Although I will say that somebody texted in and said Glenn Powell has been all over a lot of game day already this year.
Okay.
So maybe they're just doing side bits with him.
I hope so.
And
yeah, because like, he was on like Rich Eisen, and like he's been on a bunch of shows. Like they are promoting the hell out of that thing.
Which should tell you that it sucks.
It sucks. Wait, you are so right. If a movie or a TV show seemingly, you're like, why is that show everywhere? That's usually the sign that they know it's going to suck, and they're desperately trying to create buzz about it. There's right. Just no way that thing can be good.
I will say the effort to keep putting 30-plus-year-olds in roles for college and high school kids is just...
Well, again, the idea is that he is older.
He is older.
And he's disguising himself as younger.
That's yeah. Dumb. Whatever.
Yes, the whole thing is dumb.
It's all stupid.
That we all agree on. By the way...
I'm glad that we can all agree
figured
upon
that out.
That. It's dumb. And his weird nose and like the...
Yeah.
That's the other one. It's a real Mrs. Doubtfire thing. As if you put a fake nose on me and you'd be like, man, I have no idea that's satanic. Are you kidding me? And then I talk with an accent like this. And I like Glenn Powell, but jeebus, buddy. Sometimes you got to turn down that paycheck.
I'm going to show you a photo.
Okay.
And
is it a tasteful nude?
It is going to be a female actress.
So it is a tasteful nude. Right.
Who is this? You tell me who that is. Do you recognize that person? Famous actress.
That's a famous actress?
Yes. And I'm doing this on the radio. I know you folks out there in Radio Land can't see, but I'm going to...
Yeah,
you will have an assignment here in a moment.
I do not know who that is off the top of my head.
Dude, that's Mandy Moore.
Bull crap.
Yes.
That is not Mandy Moore.
That is Mandy Moore. So for all of you out there in Radio Land, Google image Mandy Moore now. A lot of people saying... people are really freaking out.
Oh my God.
About what she looks like now. Now, I'm not saying she looks bad. If you're unable to Google it, I'm not. She doesn't look bad. She's just.
That ain't Mandy Moore.
She has absolutely changed.
She looks like a different human being.
Completely different. The only thing that looks kind of the same is. I mean, you could say.
Now that you have told me that it's Mandy Moore.
Now you look at her and you could say, oh, that could be Mandy Moore's like sister.
She's gone the Christy Gnome route.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
He looks terrible.
Do you see? I don't think she looks terrible. She just looks different.
Well, okay. How'd I say?
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Okay. Go to any place.
Here it comes.
Any place where wealthy guys hang out with their wives.
Oh.
Right? Insert whatever location you think that is. Go to a place where there's a lot of dudes that make a lot of money. And they're a little bit older in their 40s, 50s, maybe even their 60s. And look around at the wives, and you will see Mandy Moore. I don't know what that is, but you reach a certain point where you're like, well, we make $1 million a year, and I'm over the age of 35. Therefore, I have to look exactly like this. It's country club face. That's what that is.
Her lips are too big for her
again,
head. Again,
well, it's country club face.
Can I point out that I don't? I mean, I'm sure she's had work done.
But there's work.
It doesn't really look.
She can't move her face.
It looks like she's been on Ozempic.
She's very skinny.
She's on Ozempic. She's got the Ozempic face, and she's got the.
She didn't need to be. She was hot before.
The weird thing is, it just doesn't look like Mandy Moore. So strange.
There is not a wrinkle anywhere on that face. There is so much botulism in that forehead. My God. That's a Chipotle recall waiting to happen. Like, that face, it can't move.
She's got to, where you kind of talk like this.
Yeah, but
because
see,
her lips are so tight right to her face.
I don't know. I don't think it looks nearly as bad as a lot of people that do that kind of thing.
It just doesn't look like Mandy Moore.
She always looked she always just kind of looked young.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of bubbly. Now she looks like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, like a rich mom.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She does.
It is.
And she's 41.
If you went to a Lake Oswego high school football game...
Yeah, that's her.
Go find where all the cheerleaders' moms are, and you will see 17 Mandy Moores lined up in a row.
So she's, you know, she's aging, but I prefer younger Mandy Moore.
Sure.
Okay. I just like to state that.
Well, I mean.
But it's really wild. So if you haven't Googled it, Google it. If you don't care, don't do
and,
it. But...
And Ozempic face is a real thing.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, she's got like kind of the sunken.
Look at like cheeks. Ariana Grande, who is like the skinniest. She was a tiny little thing before. She's on that Ozempic now, and it's like,
whoa.
Yeah, Ozempic faces. It's, oh my God. Yeah, it's a thing.
She's wasting away.
Huh?
She looks nothing like she used to.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande used to be so gorgeous, like one of the hottest stars out there, and now it's like, nope.
Well, and I'm with Rob. I'm not here to say that Ariana Grande isn't hot or Mandy Moore. They just don't look.
It just looks different.
It just looks different.
It's shocking.
And Ariana Grande looks like she changed races. Lil Kim had that. Remember when Lil Kim was black and then she became Asian? Like they pulled a Michael Jackson sort of thing. Yeah, it's got a little bit of that where it just everything is. You just show up one day, like when you were in middle school and you went away, and then some kid came back and was a cowboy, and you're like, "What?" You're like, "I'm a cowboy now." You're like, "Well, now I'm an Asian."
Yeah, she kind of looks. Grande kind of looks Filipino now.
Yeah, well, just
you know what I mean.
That Ozempic, man, I get that it's doing a lot of good for a lot of people, but...
Ooh, I have Ozempic news.
Hey, go hot Ozempic. Hey. What a lead in.
Yeah, that's a nice segue.
Segue.
Yeah. Yeah. You will be able to buy Ozempic at Costco soon. I'm not kidding.
Don't you have to have a prescription for it?
Apparently not.
It's going to be in bulk, though, right?
Yes.
So, like, I can buy a four-month supply of it at once.
I thought Ozempic was, like, $1,500 a month.
It is. But not at Costco. I will have that story for you next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Costco is now selling the pricey blockbuster weight loss drugs Wegovy and Ozempic at discounted prices. And you would think this is a joke. Ha ha. It is not.
No.
They're coming to Costco.
Everything comes to Costco. And I mean everything. Go get yourself a nice quarter zip. Shove your fat face full of whatever samples they're offering. Go get some cheap toilet paper and then head over and grab some Ozempic.
So
you
Ozempic
vacations at Costco.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can buy vacation packages.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually heard, now I've never done one, but we had someone at the office that said the Costco travel packages, like you can't, for the value, they said like you can't beat them. Like, they include airfare. It's like all
rental
inclusive.
Car, everything.
Yeah, they said they
is Costco taking over the world?
Well, there's only like four companies that matter anymore, and I think Costco is one of them.
They always win. Every time I go in, I plan on spending like $60 to $100, and I probably spend double that. Because everything's now, what, 10 to 20 bucks, just whatever item you grab?
I don't even think we belong to Costco.
We do. The BTJ loves it. And yes, it drives me crazy when we go to Costco and to pick up a few things, and it's $400.
You're well, like, isn't what? It always? I think, well, I mean, Schultz's right. They always win. Like, you're not just going to go in there and pick up a few things. Why would you? That's the whole idea. It's all in bulk. Just get it all at once, pay $6,000, and be done with it.
Yep, pretty much. Looking at the most random things you can buy at Costco. Because sometimes, like, when you're in there, I can't. She eventually gets mad at me because I tell her not to buy things. So she sends me off on my own. And you just wander that place. The random crap that if you just, I'm like, well, I've got an hour until she, you know, is finished. And I'll just wander that store. And the amount of random, like, oh, my God, like, you need a wall safe? And like, well, there it is. Like, you need, like, a car jack? Yeah, there it is.
So weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic are among the most expensive prescriptions to cover due to the list price and the popularity among workers with employer insurance.
Yeah.
Wegovy's list price is $1,349.
Yeah, God bless America.
However, and you do need a prescription, by the way. This just but Costco has a pharmacy.
Yeah. So you get your doctor to say yes, then you go get it.
Send it in Costco pharmacy. Yeah. And they are going to sell Ozempic and Wegovy for $499
per month. So that's over half price. I mean,
I think I've heard it's like only $50 to $100 on insurance. So that's not as bad, I guess, is the full price.
I think in order for like, because I was talking to my doc about this, he's my buddy. And so he was telling me that everybody and their mother that comes in wants to be on it. But you have to prove, like, you can't, well, I mean, I suppose if you had a quack doctor, but. Like, there's actual stuff. Like, you can't want to lose, like, 20 pounds and then be on a... Like, you actually have to have... In order for insurance to cover it, there's steps. You have to have blood work, and you have to, like, prove you're pre-diabetic or diabetic or whatever. But he has people that come in, and they're like, well, I want Ozempic. They're like, well, you're only, like, 20 pounds. I want... They're like, well, have you tried diet or exercise? No, Ozempic! And that you can't just... I don't think you can just have a doctor randomly write you a prescription and have it be $100 or whatever dollars to insurance.
So I'm guessing,
you don't need to. You just go to Costco.
I'm guessing Costco. So how do they do that? So Costco pays the drug maker?
The idea is that getting into Costco, Costco will negotiate a better price, and their profit margin is less, but it's at Costco, and they will sell so many of it makes up the difference.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Getting your product into Costco, you now became a millionaire. That's like the holy grail. By the way, I just looked up the...
By the way, you can buy straightaway cocktails at Costco.
Oh, there you go. I'll bet you when that happened, that was a big deal
for them.
Of course.
I just looked up the interesting things you can buy at Costco.
Yeah, what do we got?
I mean, some of the stuff, do you want a 7-foot plush bear? Because they've got one of those.
What, like a stuffed animal?
Yeah. It's...
No, I don't care.
Okay, well, would you like to buy $55,000 diamond earrings?
Yes.
Because those are there.
Well, how much are they at, like, Tiffany's?
Looking
probably
here,
100,000 at Tiffany's.
Yeah, it looks like you're saving anywhere from 30 to 40%.
Dude, I'm in.
Yeah. You can buy a funeral casket.
I mean, I don't buy expensive jewelry, but.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can buy a casket there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy tires. You can buy just.
Well, I know tire. I used to get my tires at Costco.
The Royal Silver Casket by Prime.
Every time you walk into a Les Schwab or a Costco tires, isn't that a great smell?
Yes.
Just the rubber.
Love Les Schwab.
Take your pick, because the tire smell is great, but there's still nothing better than a lumber yard.
Yeah, lumber yard's great too.
Lumber yard, if you wanted like a white trash cologne or like an air freshener, just give me a lumber yard or a tire factory and I'm on board. Yeah, the casket, by the way, sneaky expensive, which I never understood because, well,
you can just buy little boxes.
Well, that's
the biodegradable ones now are very popular.
Well, that's kind of what I'm
right
saying. Like, why?
How much are they?
At Costco, $1,100. You can buy the Royal Silver Casket by Prime.
Isn't that kind of low?
Yeah, that's a good price.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty low.
Yeah,
three to four grand
in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, 4,000 is usually the going rate.
There's also a place that you can get overnight caskets.
Who'd you kill?
When you need that casket immediately? Isn't that a little?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That a little weird that literally the name of your company is Overnight Caskets.
Well, sometimes you need. People do die suddenly.
You are letting people know what your company is. I like that. I hate guessing. Like,
yeah.
What does your name mean?
Put it right in the name.
Yeah.
Just the idea that
Overnight Caskets.
That you're charging. Boom.
We got you by the balls. Bury your deads tomorrow.
Do it. But like, $4,000, $5,000 for a it's literally going in the ground.
I know.
That fascinates me.
Yeah, well, that's why I think a lot of the biodegradable ones now, like the super cheap, just like boxes, are going. People are, I don't think, I may be wrong about this, haven't seen any stats, but I don't think people are getting buried in the traditional ways that they used to anymore.
Yeah, the idea.
As much.
Yeah, the idea of like bigger scam, funerals or weddings.
I just did a wedding.
The wedding's more expensive, but at least the wedding.
You have memories.
There's memories. The funeral, you're just like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah, I'm going to go funerals because I really think a lot. It's not that they're a scam. I think a lot of people need funerals. But for me, I'm dead. I don't care. If you guys want to throw a cool ass funeral for me, whatever.
Yeah.
Go for it. I'm not paying for it. Yeah. But I also think that for a lot of people, they don't need them.
Yeah.
Whereas weddings just a nice celebration. Look, it's just an excuse to party. An expensive one, but they're fun.
Can I have an open bar at my funeral?
Now, see, that's
you can do whatever you want, but you got to pay for it.
Open bar at the wedding, great. Open bar at the funeral?
But why even have a funeral? Just have an open bar.
That's
you
true.
Don't need the funeral part of it.
Irish wake style.
Yeah, just show up somewhere.
I hate funerals. I really do. Like, I am a person that doesn't... I don't know. I don't need that. Maybe I do need that.
Yeah.
Do I need a therapist? Mm. I just don't... The ceremonial... part of it, I hate it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, I mean, I guess it gives
and then you
people,
have to cry.
Gives people closure, I guess. Or,
no, it does. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think for a lot of people, it's really important.
Yeah.
For me, I have noticed in my life, it is not.
Yeah, well, you know me. I have a very complex relationship with public grief because I think, for the most part, people are lying and they're doing it so that people will pay attention to them.
Yep.
And that rubs me the wrong way. You go to funerals, and I want to be like, first off, he hated you. You didn't like him. And yet you're here crying, God, and you're making a big scene.
What a great attitude you have.
The public mourning thing, I think people are terrible. I think people are selfish, and a lot of it, they try to make funerals about themselves by putting on overly elaborate public displays. So I'm with you. But, I mean, I get why people have them. But yeah, someone said, reasonable price, it's a box. So I'm on here... I'm on the casket site here.
Yeah, but you have to have the box hold up over time if you want your body. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's.
But that's what I'm saying.
Is anyone digging it up?
Well, sometimes.
What do you mean? Like,
I just mean that. I just think the biodegradable ones are super cheap, and everything just gets eaten by the earth.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
See, I did a quick Google here, and I got overnight caskets here. for about $1,500. Now, 24-hour caskets, not to be outdone.
So not necessarily overnight.
Not overnight.
Tomorrow
but
casket.
Tomorrow, 24 hours. They have a similar looking casket, and it's $857. What's the difference?
That's the best of the three. There you go. That beats Costco.
Yeah, that did beat Costco. I went to a funeral once. I was one of the pallbearers. It was one of my mom's friends, and it was the most elaborate thing I've ever seen in my life. Can I also point out it weighed 8 gajillion pounds? As one of the pallbearers, I was looking around at the other pallbearers, and there was only other one pallbearer who was like a large man. The rest of it was old men and like young kids, and I'm like, this is not okay. Like, this thing was like a giant metal, like, royalty casket. And I was like, oh, this thing's going down. Like, there's no way. We had to carry that thing like 100 yards to the grave. Like, they wheel it out there on a gurney, but then you get to the hillside and you have to walk it to the grave. I've never been more terrified in my life that I was going to drop something. And I wasn't doing the one hand. That was a two-hander, like, with all my might. I've never been more relieved. And like that casket, I don't know what that casket cost, but it was not $1,100. And I just, to this day, I'll think about it. I'm like, did some dude just drop 10 grand on a casket? Like, I know you're trying to honor your wife, but that's just, I don't know. I don't necessarily.
Well, then you have those big, like, you know, you walk through the cemetery, you know, and they have those big shrine type things. And you have to go inside a door to see the
mausoleums,
the deceased.
Yeah.
That seems a little self-grandiose,
exactly,
doesn't it?
Exactly, right? Just light me on fire and shove my ass out to sea. You can get a $17,000 golf simulator at Costco. Whole deal.
Hell yes. You can put together a golf simulator for cheaper than that.
Yes,
I will say.
But is it as nice as this one?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, you kind of get what you pay for in that space.
Yeah.
But there, those, I've researched those. Those are all over the board in terms of what you get.
I know. You also get the enclosure, the hitting mat, the turf, with enhanced putting and 30-course packages with a lifetime license.
Okay, but packages means you got to pay for it.
No, extra. This comes with a lifetime. You get these 30 courses for free forever. Okay. And it should be for
what
17.
Courses? Langdon Farms on there?
I don't know. You can buy a gold bar.
Oh, yeah? I can buy gold at Costco?
Yeah, they have gold bars.
What's the price of gold these days? Dabble in gold.
Yeah, you have to. That depends on what the price of gold is. But they do sell 1 ounce gold bars.
What are they? How much?
It doesn't say. It says it depends on. Although, fun fact on this one.
Let me go look it up.
It's the one thing at Costco that is not refundable.
Ooh, down 0.6% today.
Isn't that funny, though?
$4,045.
Everything is returnable at Costco but the gold bar. You can buy 1,000.
So wait, I can buy. Did you say an ounce?
Yeah, 1 ounce bar made of gold. Yeah, 1 ounce pure bar gold, and it's got some.
Just went up.
It's got Susie Lady something on there.
Get it while it's hot. $4,048.60.
Hey, if you bought those when they were on sale a year ago, you'd be coming out on top.
You want $1,000 wheel of Parmesan cheese? Because you have that.
There's
Parm.
Yeah.
This is a great gift idea for all you guys that want to go just all out one year.
$1,000 wheel of cheese.
Not the wheel of cheese. There's a big pan set, La Crusette, like the nice French, you know, they make Dutch ovens and everything. You can buy, it is literally pallet sized for, I think, $3,000 or $4,000. But it comes with every single piece of cooking equipment that you would ever want for the wifey. And that I've seen, like, this,
for the wifey, huh?
Yeah, or girlfriend or whatever, or mom, I guess, whatever you want to do. But
why don't you cook?
I cook, but my wife would be so much more excited.
You sexist pig.
And would I ever be excited about a palette of freaking dishes?
I'm just giving you crap. Calm down. Now, what were you saying? This is at Costco?
Yeah. Yeah, every year around Christmas, they put it up on the website, and you can literally, it's like a palette of all the La Crusette pieces, and you can give the complete set to your sicko.
Okay.
Go Costco, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I don't want to be sexist. But
what's the best... Well, traditional gender roles in the Schulze household, apparently.
No, we both cook.
Well, I don't. No, you want to talk about traditional gender roles? Come to my house.
I'm not allowed to cook. Like, I'm banned. She'll come home from, like, a hard day at work, and I'm like, do you want me to cook? And she looks at me like I might as well have said, do you want to go to a swingers orgy? It's the same thing. The look of just pure, like, what? And I'm like, we're doing takeout? And she's like, yeah. No, I don't. She won't let me cook. I'm not allowed to cook. I'm also not allowed to clean up. Doesn't like the way I clean up dinner either. Basically, I'm not allowed in the kitchen. If she's in the kitchen, I am shooed away.
I've always called myself a specialist, Schulte. I'm a specialist.
I like that.
I bring in some scratch.
There's nothing wrong with being a specialist.
I can do it on command.
Hell yeah.
And I take out the trash.
Love it. Dude, those are all perfect qualities for a husband. There you go. Rob nailed it.
Yep. There we go.
Now, don't need anything else.
Now cook me a meal.
Make me a sandwich.
I'm just kidding. I mean, but not really. I mean, we are very traditional in our house. My wife loves to cook, and I don't. So it works out well.
I feel bad. Like, I'm like, I will cook, and she's just, it's not happening.
All right, so, you can get Ozempic and Wegovy at Costco for $499. So call in your prescriptions over there. It'll be cheaper for you guys.
Look, I mean, it's half price. I think they're coming out with one now where you're not going to have to shoot yourself with it. I think they're coming out with pills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's a different maker. And they're supposed to be way cheaper.
Yeah, it's the same. It's supposed to be the same thing. It's just that you don't have to do the injectables. Also heard, again,
you know a lot about the Ozempic.
I have.
Newsfeed.
The BTJ has a friend group that all, you know how many times I've heard this? They all got together and there was like a sisterhood of the traveling fat pants. They all were like, no, we are all going to get together and we're going to lose weight. It was like a whole thing.
So they're all on Ozempic?
They're all on Ozempic. They do it together. They have like Ozempic parties. Huh. They like talk about their progress. It's a whole thing. And so believe me, I've heard all about the Ozempic stuff. Oh, God, now I lost my train of thought. I was talking about the pills and... yeah, I
don't know. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I lost it. Yeah, I don't know.
Those epic parties, baby.
Let's go down those epic parties. Just seems like such an odd thing to get together and do, but I guess...
Now, are you seeing results in the...
In the
traveling sisterhood of fat pants or whatever you call
it? I am not usually allowed to, again, I'm kind of like on the outskirts of that group, but yeah, I don't see them very often, but she says they're all having, you know, they're all having success with and stuff. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not privy to the...
Well, you have a girlfriend. You're saying that the BTJ is
she's
on...
She's not. No, she's not. She's the one that's not on it. Have you seen her?
I have seen her, but give me a break. So wait, why is she in an Ozempic group if she's not on Ozempic?
She has a group of friends that all got together and did Ozempic. She was the only one that didn't do it. And I think they're kind of, I think she's a bit of the outcast. She feels a little bit left out. Well, and I think they called her
get in there.
And they called her a skinny bitch. It's like, get out of here.
All right. I don't know what's coming up next, but I tell you what, it's going to be great.
As far as you know.
I have another statue disaster to talk about.
Ooh, okay. We defacing something or bad
statue? Well, no, they just never look good.
No, very rarely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a new one.
Speaking of scams, that's the
statues.
Deal.
Yeah, statues. They must be really hard to make.
Something. They cost a lot of money.
Go look at the Griffey one outside of T-Mobile. It looks bad.
All right, but first we got to go to Schulte with SportsCenter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Primetime, Brownsville, Tennessee. where a 10-foot statue of rock and roll queen Tina Turner was unveiled last Saturday.
Dude, I saw that.
Did you see that
one? Oh, my God. That might be the worst one I've ever seen.
Well, the Dwayne Wade one is pretty bad.
I don't know, man. The Tina Turner one, that'll go toe-to-toe, or in this case, hair-to-hair with Dwayne Wade.
So that's where she grew up. And, of course, Tina Turner, iconic.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, this is simply not
the best. I don't know what...
It is horrible.
Yeah. There has never been worse hair on a statue.
Well, it's just too big. I mean, she had hair like that.
Yeah.
But it's just too big.
Yeah.
What are they doing? She had big hair, but...
Yes. But it looks, honestly, kind of like Spaceballs. It looks like Lord Helmet. I don't know what that is. Her hair is 9 feet tall in the photo. And her face doesn't look like her either. Now, they did a nice job on the arms because Tina Turner is buff, but everything else on it is nightmare fuel.
To be fair, there are some photos of Tina Turner, mm-hmm. real photos,
yeah.
where her hair is 9 feet tall. Like, I mean, seriously, her hair was pretty wild.
It ain't that.
But, yeah, her face it's just really bad. I don't understand why it's so hard to make statues look like someone, likeness.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it hard?
I think the idea is, I mean, you're literally sculpting something. I guess you're making a mold of it, I would assume. That's the way they do those, like those bronze cast statues. Maybe it's just, is it possible that all the old the Michelangelos of the world just spoiled us because that's how we think those should look? And maybe now you think they would just 3D print them at this point?
It could be that we only really see the bad ones.
When's the last time you saw a good one, though?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't show us the good ones, because it's just, like, who cares? It's only in the news when it's bad.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good point. Although...
Tom Brady had one recently.
Yeah, it wasn't good either.
No, it wasn't great.
No, the thing was horrific.
Wasn't great.
No, it was not. You know what's weird is, like, the Rocky one's good. I've been to the one in Philadelphia. The Rocky one's solid. Let me do that. And that thing was like in the 80s.
Yeah, that is a good one.
They made that thing.
What is the best statue?
David.
With his little wiener up there?
Dude, that thing's not little. Have you? Well, you went, right?
Where?
You went and saw David in
Italy.
Yeah,
that was in Italy. Yeah.
I did not appreciate the size, not of the penis.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Yes. The size.
Yeah, no, it's huge.
The size of the statue. I thought.
Not as. Yeah.
I thought.
His redwood is not huge.
No, I thought it would be more. Kind of life size.
Dude, oh,
that,
God, no.
That thing is
It's like 20 feet tall.
Huge.
But he's also on a block. Like,
yeah,
there's a block.
But still. And then the little penis, of course.
Yeah, his little ween.
His little ween.
Up there.
Yeah. Hey, man, I mean, couldn't you, like, Dave was a real person.
Feet.
You're like, you're doing me dirty, man. Give me a little.
Well, that's what we were talking about that when we were looking at it. Like, can't they just, can you just.
Yeah.
If you ever make a naked statue of me, please fluff it up a little bit.
Prop me up a little bit.
It doesn't all have to be lifelike.
Well, we all know there's varying, at times, we're not all at our best, right? It's not always our best concert, so, just put my best foot forward there. Don't get me there like getting out of a cold shower, Make it more of a vacation penis. It's ridiculous.
Right. I like that. A vacation penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Biebs. Remember when he flashed his... Wang at us.
Oh, yeah.
He was on vacation.
Hey,
Beeb's doing all right.
Is there better penis than vacation penis? Like, you're relaxed. You're out there. It's usually warm weather.
Maybe even tan.
There you go. Tan penis looks better than white penis.
That's right.
Yeah, Ronaldo's was really bad. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, terrible.
That one was.
With his tiny little head?
Yeah, it was horrifying. Someone said Tony Gwynn and Trevor Hoffman's at Petco are good. I've been there, but I don't recall them. Off the top of my head.
No,
the Griffey one in Seattle is pretty good.
No, it's not. I just, before the update,
like
said
that one
is bad, and I'm looking at it right now. Go Google it, Sook. It looks,
Ooh.
His face, it looks nothing like Ken Griffey Jr. It doesn't even look like anyone who's ever played for the Mariners. Like, ever.
I tell you what, Tony Gwynn's looks exactly like him. And that's what's weird about statues is, how can some be so spot on and then others look like...
I guess I never really looked at... I don't really look at the face because
it's
just
one.
The swing. It's such an iconic pose.
Yeah, that's what they were more focused on, obviously.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like Griff.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Where are you guys seeing a Griff face in
Are you
there?
Serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
I think that looks like him.
I think you're
talking
about the pose.
I'm not saying it's the best.
No.
Can I... can I say that it looks a little bit like, look at a close-up of it and tell me if there's not a little Juan Soto in it.
See, exactly. The profile is good.
I just, when I saw that up close from up front, I was like, Juan Soto? Yeah, look, it's not the best, but the statue is good. The face is just, but it's not ill-proportioned or like weird. Like the Dwayne Wade one looks like he's got some sort of like condition. Yeah. This just doesn't quite look like Griffey. But other than that,
look at Tony Gwynn. All it's right. Good.
The Gwynn one.
At least the picture of it that I see is. God, Dwayne Wade, that is it's terrifying.
That's like him.
Yeah,
Tony Gwynn's is perfect.
Yeah, it looks exactly like him.
Dwayne Wade. Is he the one swinging or the one tipping the hat?
Swinging.
Because there's two. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Tony Gwynn.
That looks great.
Yeah, that looks great. I'm trying to think of other ones because whenever I go see. Like I mentioned, I've been to Detroit a couple times to see Red Wing games, and I saw a Tigers game. Plus, I just like to tour in baseball stadiums. The Tigers have a bunch. The Tigers have a bunch of statues, and like they look pretty good. But again, I guess I'm not really like Al Klein. I don't really know if that looks like him or not. All right, same thing with like Ty Cobb, but they look kind of cool. The Willie Mays one in San Francisco, I don't remember thinking that that looked terrible.
I assume Michael Jordan has one.
Has one, but he's doing the Jumpman pose.
Oh.
The Red Wings have a bunch. Can I say the Red Wings actually kind of did something smart at theirs? They kind of made them abstract. They're not 100% realistic. It's kind of like an artistic take on them, and it's unique, but maybe that takes some of the pressure off. It's not like hyper-realistic.
Oh, I didn't see this one of Kobe. They did. Did you see this one?
Ooh, the Kobe.
They put up a Kobe with his daughter.
Oh, yeah. That was.
Did you see that one?
That was pretty recent.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I've not seen it. Well, it's adorable, but
it doesn't look a lot like Kobe. I think it kind of looks like Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, it does look like Eric. Put some sports goggles on
that
thing.
Yeah, actually, his daughter Gianna looks like her, but Kobe does not look like him.
Yeah, that's.
Oh man!
I think the key is, and like the Jordan ones like this, the same thing with Griffey. You just got to take the emphasis off the face. Yeah, the Jordan one looks really good.
Ooh, here's a good one.
And he's doing the iconic jump man, and that,
dude,
that, yeah.
Go look at the Pat Summitt bronze statue. It's at Tennessee. That's good.
Pat Summitt, I think, was a statue. Did they? I think they just propped her corpse up there.
Oh, jeez.
It's giant. It looks like it's 15 feet tall.
She was a large woman. She's terrifying. Oh, yeah. That's really good.
Really good statue.
Yes.
It's her standing in her pantsuit on the sideline with her arms folded like she always did.
Their feathered dude. Yeah, that one looks really good.
Yeah, that's a good statue there.
Yeah. You know, the other one, it's no longer there, but I actually remember it being pretty good. Was Joe Paterno's was good. Joe Paterno's looked like Joe Paterno. He was doing the
who do you think has that now?
They said it was like in a basement somewhere. Like they didn't get rid of it. It's
basement.
It's, well, yeah, it's like it's somewhere on campus.
Oh yeah, he's holding up
that looks like Joe Paterno.
Yeah, kind of goofy Joe Paterno, but yeah.
Well, Joe Paterno meets Harry Carey. Joe Paterno was kind of a weird looking dude. I think that's a pretty good Paterno.
All right, we got to run. We will wrap it up next.
By the way, I looked up the 12 worst celebrity statues. Do yourself a favor and look up Lucille Ball.
Oh, no.
I mean, honestly, anyone that we brought up pales in comparison.
I love Lucille Ball. This is going to hurt my feelings.
Look up Lucille Ball's.
Where is it?
This is...
Where's she from?
I don't know where this is from. They just have the photos, and it is, I don't know what that's supposed to be.
Terrifying. I don't think that's bad.
You don't think that's bad?
I don't see anything.
Oh. You must be looking at a different one.
This is the one I see. It's pretty good.
No.
Whoa.
She looks like Satan.
Wait, that's a different one.
She looks like a demon. It's like the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
I don't think that's Lucille Ball. This is Lucille Ball. Lucille Ball.
Yeah, that's a great statue. Like that's a real Lucille Ball statue.
Ah.
It's in New York.
All right, well...
that's her hometown, by the way. Her hometown did that to her.
We We got to run. We'll be back tomorrow, I think. 3-7 on the fan. Good night. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.